And at this time, we're visiting with the head coach of the Sandhills Thetford Knights. And that, of course, is Josh Dinas, who joins us on the phone as we get ready for the start of the 2019 high school football season. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. And trust that you had a good summer, and I'm sure that you're ready to go for another season, huh?
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been a pretty busy summer for sure.
Coach, let's start with the summer for your team. I know that there is so much that goes on now as far as preparation during the off season, whether it be weight training, maybe going to some summer camps. It can have a big impact on being ready for fall camp. So talk about some of the things that were done by your team over the summer.
Well, over the summer, right there at the beginning of the summer, we went up to Sheldon for 3.5 days for football camp. And we were one of about 30 schools up there between South Dakota, Colorado, and I think there might have been a team out of Wyoming this year too. I can't quite remember, but there was it went well. Thing that we kind of took away from that camp, and then our camp that we actually hosted here in Dunning, our Epic camp a couple weeks later, is we just need to be consistent with what we do. We have some good moments, we have some bad moments, and we got kind of a young team in a sense that we have a lot of sophomores and juniors on the team, and we had a lot of those sophomores as freshmen, and then Dane started as a freshman, but we had quite a few others. And then same thing with our junior class. We had a couple start with Reed and Matt Bailey, but we had several others that got some playing time. And then we only two of those were starters last year, and then one is just transferred in this school year, so he's new to the program. But so we got some experience. We just got some guys shifted around, and like the through camps in June, is we just need to be a little more consistent. We have too many up and down moments right now.
Coach, all in all, how many kids do you have out for the team this year?
22 kids. Second biggest team I've had in my 8 years now.
Well, that's great to see the amount of numbers out for you this year. Last year, of course, you had a great season, finished 8-2. But as is the case so many times with high school football, with graduation, you're always having to deal with some turnover. So I know you said goodbye to some guys who were a big part of that team a year ago. You've already kind of started touching on it, but just talk about some of the guys you do have coming back that you'll be leaning on, not just for your playmaking, but for leadership as well coming into this season.
Yeah, last year we had 5 seniors graduated, and four of them started, and those guys were a good and a special group. You know, we had two first-team all-teams in this class with Coy at running back and then Gage on the defensive line, and you know, Chase Hakey also was, you know, first-team all-state caliber type player, and, you know, losing those three and then Lex who rotated in, losing those 5 seniors, you know, that's a big loss for us. I think, like I mentioned up at camp, that kind of thing that we've struggled with just a little bit is just our consistency, because last year we were very run-heavy with Coy, and he was our workhorse, and this year we're going to have a couple different guys carrying the ball, and it's going to be different for them from them being kind of the role guy to being the guy is what I've told our guys this year. And same thing with, like, on the defensive side, Zach Gage and, like, Chase on the defensive line. We lose both those guys, and those two covered up a lot of mistakes on the back end of our defense and at the linebackers, too. It allowed those young guys to have a few mistakes here and there, and they wouldn't get in trouble so much. But, like I said, with those two guys gone, we're shifting some people around, and, like, big thing that I've been just saying is, like, we got to learn from being the role player to being the guy. And right now, I'd say kind of on offense, or for sure our leader is Brian Zuderman at quarterback. This is going to be his second year starting at quarterback. And he does a really good job as far as leading the team. He knows when the ball needs to go, he's very vocal. Reed McFadden has started on the offensive line since he's a freshman and started at linebacker since he's a freshman. And so he's a junior this year. he leads by example. He's not very vocal, but he's a very good leader. Like, always in the weight room during the summer and lifting, always putting his time in, always working hard. And so with between him and then the other junior boy that we have, Matt Daly, Matt has also started a lot of games since he was a freshman also at defensive back and tight end. And then one of our other seniors, Dylan Lister, has started the last couple of years also at defensive end and tight end. So, you know, those guys are for sure the leaders, I'd say, right now. And we know they do a good job as far as just keeping everything moving in the right direction. Dane Picorni started last year as a freshman at fullback and at defensive back, and this year he's going to play fullback and running back, and he's probably going to be moved down to linebacker and take his brother's spot that graduated in. And he's one of the most athletic kids that we have on the team, and he's a big, powerful kid, just like his older brothers were. And both of his older brothers were first-team All-State players, and before it's all said and done, I look for him to be a first-team All-State kid also. I mean, he's a special talent. Him and a few of those other sophomores that we have in that class are all special kids, and so, you know, we're going to look for some big things out of him. You know, we got Trey Hickman in that class also that's very fast and had some good moments last year at running back. Reese Zudervern was a sophomore, or is a sophomore, that had some good moments last year as a freshman before he had an injury that kind of sidelined him for a little bit, but he's back to full health. And then our junior kids that we have are they're just good team kids. So they won't wow you with their overall ability and stuff like that, but they do their job. And I would say they're my most consistent kids. Right now we're lacking that consistency with my young ones. They look good one moment, and then the next moment they have a bonehead mistake.
Coach, I know we're just getting started here, but as you're working through the first week of practice as we talk to you, what are some things that have stood out to you early about your team as they get prepared for the year?
Just talking about this last summer with my assistant coaches last night, I think the biggest thing that stuck out to me from this year, to this point from last year, is just our retention on just our details on everything that we're doing. You know, those coming up from junior high, you know, it's a big difference. And like I said, those we had to play last year, and those sophomores that we had quite a few playing last year also, you know, sometimes their heads is spinning just a little bit because their lack of knowledge of either what we're doing or just the overall the play of the game and or the flow of the game, I probably should say. And this year, it's been a lot better. Like, they know where they're going. They know where they need to be. And, you know, their attention to detail has been a lot better. And we're not spending so much time this week so far with, like, a lot of the smaller things. And we've been able to help our team with those things and not have to spend so much time with the whole team, because it's really that we just retained a lot more information from last year. And that's one thing that we struggled with a lot last year, and we just had so many young kids playing. And we only had five seniors and the two juniors at the time last year, so we were made a team, and that's been the thing that I'm most happy with. We just haven't had to spend so much time, and we've been able to get more done, so we just need to be a little more consistent.
Coach, before I let you go, tell us who you have helping out on your staff this year.
My assistant coach is Andrew.
Uh-oh. Are you still there, Coach? I'm sorry, Josh. If you're still there, you're breaking up on me. I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Hey, now I got you. Yeah. Are you still there?
Yep, I am.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
All right. Yep. Now we got our connection back. So I'll just we'll just pick up on the last question then. Who do you have? Who do you have helping you out this year?
My assistant coaches this year are Tyson Cox and Andrew Christian.
All right, two good guys that I remember calling their games when they were playing. So you've got two good guys helping you out this year. Coach, always appreciate you taking the time to visit with us. We look forward to watching you throughout the season, and we wish you and the team the best of luck in 2019.
Yep, thank you, and we appreciate it.
All right. All right, we got her, Josh. Hey.